Welcome to the fourth episode of Office Hours with the Nutrition Professor. I'm so glad that you're with me today. I want to start out with this morning, my run. I had a normal run for a Saturday in my mind planned out, but then I had a change of plans. I needed to take my son to a friend's house, so my time got cut short. So I decided instead of doing kind of a long, slow run that I would do an interval run. And a couple days before, I got a new app on my iOS phone, my Apple phone, and it is called Intervals Pro. And I'm just using the free version, but it syncs with my watch and it's great because it lets me go back and forth between today I did 1 minute of fast running and then one half or 30 seconds of slow jog and then back to a minute of fast running and then 30 seconds of slow jog. And it was great. It worked out fantastic. So I just wanted to let you know in case anybody's looking for, I've looked for an interval timer for a while and this is a great one. Now, this week's episode is actually inspired by a friend of my son's. So my son is almost 16 and he has had a friend over for several days over the last few weeks helping each other with a physics project. So they're partners in this project. So our garage has been taken over by this physics project. But he's also been very curious about the way that we eat. And I love talking to him because he just looks at me just wide-eyed, taking it all in and not judging at all. Just, I didn't know. And the sense of wonder, like, oh, I wonder if I could do this. Now, this concept of being open and excited about something new is something I hope that you never, ever lose. That sense of wonder is so critical. But what often can happen after that is overwhelm because you can decide, okay, this is something new, didn't know about it before, let's go. And while having a mindset of being all in is phenomenal, the idea that you may overdo it right in the beginning may actually kind of stunt your progress. And interestingly enough, this week in class, we started talking about sports nutrition and just about having a fit body and a fit life. And one of the first recommendations that I give is to start off slowly when it comes to fitness. And this is really counterintuitive for a lot of people because they say, no, that's it. I'm going to join a gym and here I go. And it actually makes me think about Richard Jenny is a comedian who is very funny. Unfortunately, he took his own life several years ago, but I grew up watching his comedy skits with my family on television. And one of the skits he did had to do with going to the gym. And he said, yeah, you go to the gym that first day and you're over in the area with all the free weights and you're thinking, oh my gosh, I don't even think these weights will be sufficient. I had no idea I was so strong. But then what happens the next morning? You wake up with this feeling, well, inability to lift your limbs, right? You basically wake up like the Tin Man from The Wizard of Oz. You can't lift your arm high enough to brush your teeth or brush your hair or do anything. So I think sometimes people have a tendency to do that with the food piece too. They get super motivated, they go to the supermarket, and if they don't have a plan, they buy everything green in sight, and then they end up coming home and probably not making any of it. Everything goes bad in their fridge or on the counter. Or they have 13 recipes that they've planned and they spend hours and hours and hours and vow at the end to not ever do this again. And they end up ordering pizza because they're so tired they can't even imagine putting something together for a meal in front of them. So I would like to bring us back to some very good advice called KISS. So it's keep it simple, sweetheart. Another way that I'd like you to think of it as keep it simple and sustainable, because what we can keep simple, we can continue to do. The rationale behind this simple piece of keep it simple and sustainable is that too much choice can actually cause confusion and anxiety. And again, we seem to love the idea of lots of choices, but then when our decision-making circuits get jammed up because we have so many choices that we often don't take any action, and I think part of it is because we're just afraid that we're going to make the wrong decision. There are just so many choices. And so we end up usually going back to our old ways. And even though if those old ways may actually cause us to be uncomfortable, we're comfortable with that. So, you know, I have students who their old ways would be maybe a Pop-Tart for breakfast. And so if they think, oh, I could have this or this or this or this or this, then they just think, oh gosh, let me just grab a Pop-Tart and I'll leave. Even though they know that they'll get a headache in a little while, or they'll get a stomach ache, or they will just feel crummy, you know, after 15 or 20 minutes. So if eating healthy seems too daunting, or right now you're blessed with a few too many tasks or projects in other areas of your life, my students right now are going through finals and preparation for those exams, and they have take-home finals and all kinds of papers to write. So my advice would be to simplify the food piece. And you can do that by deliberately choosing options for the week. So you may think about this as limiting, but it isn't. It's actually going to be freeing for you. So deliberately choosing options for the week. But I'm going to help you tweak them to make sure that they're the best options possible. And I'm going to take one idea for you today. We'll break it down. So this idea will be breakfast. So entry level, and this is actually what I sent home with my son's friend, is a package of old fashioned, actually it was a mixed grain, which I'll talk about in a minute, oats. So this, you can start with old fashioned or steel cut oats. Now I want you to get the plain. I don't want you to get any little packets. There's a brand that has a fruit and cream variety that are a lot of people are used to, this instant oatmeal. And if you've been in any of my classes, you know I hammer this product in my food label and nutrition label lecture, because the product actually has fruit on the front, strawberries, blueberries, you know, a whole variety of wonderful sounding fruit. But when you look at the ingredient list on the back, it doesn't have any strawberries. It has apples that are dyed red, and it has, instead of blueberries, it has figs that are dyed blue. Now, apples and figs are amazing, but if I'm looking for strawberries, I want strawberries, or I want blueberries. So these little packets, not only are they full of these kind of imposter ingredients, but they also have sugar, and the cream that they mention is not even cream. It's these creaming agents that are a combination of chemicals. So not only do you get those scary ingredients, but you also are paying more. A box of 10 of those is easily $5, when you can get a canister of old-fashioned oats for more than likely $2.50 or so, and that'll give you 30 different servings. So we've got the old-fashioned oats or steel-cut oats. Then I would recommend leveling up and adding chia seeds. And I did send some home with my son's friend. And I have recipes on my website. Actually, I have a recipe for making oatmeal for the whole week in one pot. And you can find that on my website. But adding chia is going to give you some extra protein. It's going to give you some extra omega-3, some fiber. They hold water, so it makes it nice and thick. And you can make the oatmeal with water, or you can make it with a plant-based milk. That's up to you. So if you want to add a little more calcium, you can go with a plant-based milk. You can also add, for flavor and nutrition, dried fruit. And I would add this while it's cooking to really infuse the flavors. So dried apricots are phenomenal. dried dates that are chopped up, currants, which are the like little tiny raisins, very high in antioxidants. You can use raisins. Those would be great while it's cooking. And then spices. So Ceylon cinnamon is excellent. I actually have on my website recipes and in my Foodie Bar Way cookbook recipes for chai spice blend. And that chai, if you love chai, oh, I love this. It's a wonderful blend. And it features both turmeric and black pepper, which are going to be very anti-inflammatory combination. I also have a pumpkin pie spice that features cloves, which cloves are one of the most active antioxidant related spices. So just a pinch of cloves will do, but it's really nice in the pumpkin pie blend. And then once you're done cooking the oatmeal, I like crunch. So I would add fresh apple or pear. Do not peel them. Just clean them. Do a good job cleaning them. And then take out the seeds, the core, just the center core. They are going to add wonderful freshness. If you like them a little softer, then add them when you're cooking the oatmeal. I always sprinkle my breakfast with flax. So I buy the flax in the bulk section of the supermarket, whole flax, and I will keep those in the freezer, and then I will grind up with a little dedicated coffee grinder enough flax for probably a week and a half or so, and keep it in a mason jar, glass jar in the fridge. I will sprinkle that on top after because I don't want to heat up the flax. We want to maintain the integrity of the omega-3 fatty acids. And I'll also, speaking of omega-3, I like to sprinkle walnuts on my oats as well. Now, where should walnuts be kept? In the freezer. So I tell my students, all nuts, unless they are attached to your body, need to be kept in the freezer. Okay, and then one other idea as far as leveling up would be to consider the idea of meal prepping. And that's something that I will actually revisit when we talk about the quadruple P. Oh, and the last thing is I've actually been known to add legumes, white beans, black beans, even kidney beans, to my oatmeal. And I will actually do another episode that I will talk about my crazy oatmeal combinations that I've never published. So we'll do that on another day. Let's apply the quadruple P. We have talked about that during several episodes. So the first P is plan, then prep, then play, and then pause. So for plan, two different breakfasts this week. Decide now. If you're good with one, go with one. But decide now. Then put the plan to work. Next week, you can change it up. So you can, on my website, you can find a recipe for oatmeal for the whole week. You can find pistachio kissed blackberry pear oatmeal, even pumpkin oatmeal. There are a couple of overnight oats. There's one chocolate peanut butter overnight oats, if that sounds good to you. If you want a second option, then for a different breakfast, then find my scrambled tacos. I will discuss that recipe on another podcast, but that a lot of my students love that recipe, and you can make the taco filling, the scrambled filling, and use it all week long. Now for prep. Breakfast meal prep on Sunday or any night of the week. You know, you can just make 3 to 7 days worth, and that little bit of time at night can really make a huge difference, because then in the morning, you're being kind to your future self. It'll be easy for you to just have your food already prepared and the decisions are already made. Now, before we get on to play, I want you to think about how you could combine prep and play. So when you're in the kitchen, you could invite a friend over and you could both do prep for your breakfast for the week. Or if you need that time to just be on your own, then unwind in the kitchen with your favorite music, put on an audiobook, or listen to a podcast episode. Now, continuing on with play, have fun with all the additions. So I didn't talk about berries, which I should have, but berries are always have in the oatmeal option. So everything from raspberries, blackberries, blueberries, strawberries, cranberries, all kinds of berries, and frozen berries are going to be your best bargain, and you're not going to have to worry about them going bad. But also, not only play with berries, play with the other different types of fruit that you might add. Maybe mango sounds really good to you, or whatever you have in your area, whatever you have that's fresh. Cherries right now are starting to come in our area from our local orchards. We also play around with the spices that I recommended. And if you like other spices, then have fun making different combinations and different seeds. I mentioned flax seeds and chia seeds, but if you like to play around with hemp seeds or pumpkin seeds, those would be fantastic. And then you can even, if you want to, play around with different grains. So besides oats, there's barley, there's rye, quinoa, teff, millet, amaranth. A lot of supermarkets have 4-grain, 5-grain, 6-grain mixes that they have in the bulk that you can experiment with and have fun playing around with different textures. The packet that I gave to my son's friend was a mixture of oats, rye, quinoa, and barley, I believe. And it was just a pre-mix, and there were no other ingredients. Now pause. How are you going to eat your breakfast? Are you going to be at the kitchen counter, at the dining table, in your car? I would ask that before you take your first bite, say something to yourself. This is something actually that we learned from our foreign exchange student. Not this past year, but the year before, we had a foreign exchange student from Japan. And before every meal, she would say, "Itadakimasu." And it was like a kind of a thankful, but just a preparation for eating. And it helped us just pause. And so I would recommend, "Itadakimasu," and then take 3 deep breaths, deep relaxing breaths, while you think about how your breakfast is going to make you feel great. And then end your meal, once you've taken the last bite, with 3 deep breaths. And then to build upon what we talked about last week, as well as the week before, set a timer for 30 minutes. And then after, when that timer goes off, you're 30 minutes after breakfast, how did you feel? How did this breakfast, was it enough? Was it too much? How is it sitting in your stomach? And if you don't feel anything at all, you just feel like you can be focused and doing what you need to do, fantastic. Are you ready for the action item? Remember, we're going to keep things simple, right? Keep it simple and sustainable. So choose 1 to 2 breakfasts for the week. And don't resist, please resist the temptation to go to the internet and find 5,000 different recipes that you could make and which one's the highest in antioxidants and all the different options. No. Keep it simple. I would highly recommend that you do oatmeal this week. Oatmeal, I've given you many different suggestions and things that you can play around with. Prep it ahead. That's one cooking situation that you're going to have, one cooking scenario, and you're going to have that for the whole week, your breakfast. Okay? Now, 3 deep breaths before your first bite. Itadakimasu. And 3 deep breaths after your last bite. Then a 30-minute check-in. When you check in with yourself, if you're feeling nothing, if you're just focused on what you're doing, excellent. If you're feeling like, oh, I'm still hungry, then maybe that meal should have been a little bit bigger, right? Or you just have to listen to your body. There's no bad meals. There's just good data. All right? So you'll do great. I'm so glad that you joined me during this episode of Office Hours with the Nutrition Professor. I look forward to my next episode. In the meantime, please send me any questions that you have or topics you'd like me to cover during future episodes. You can contact me through my website at thenutritionprofessor.com or directly via email through thenutritionprofessor@gmail.com. Have a fantastic week, and remember, life is better when you love the food that loves you back.